dictation for Ryan Pettit, RyanPedit. Ryan Pettit is a gentleman who is visiting us for a follow-up visit. And he is a victim of the automobile accident on 5-6-2022. The date of birth, 5-1-14-1990, date of service, 6-7-2022. Initially, patient was involved in an accident, at an automobile accident, where he was hit on a front end, head-on collision on the driver's side, and he was arrested in driver. This accident happened when the other driver was pulling out of the driveway and he was traveling on South Beach daily, and he had just turned from the 8 mile road. The impact of the accident led to the pain in the neck and upper back and across the shoulders and lower back. Lower back pain is between 3 to 4 and upper back pain is 9. And patient reports weakness and numbness, tingling of the left arm and involvement of fingers. And third, fourth, fifth finger. So the pain level is between 4 and 8. And ADLs are affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the patient does report 80% relief in the pain with the basic treatment, physical therapy and traction. And the ADLs reported are as follows. The general activity, mood and enjoyment of life are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10 among all. And in the system review, patient reports headaches and difficulty sleeping. However, he denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, ear ringing, fainting, blackouts. He further denies loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, or any confusion, disorientation, or lack of focus. Also, patient does not have any anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient reports stiffness of the neck and both shoulders, and also lower back pain, neck pain, and shoulder pain. And in the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that he has improved moderately and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other traumas. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Oh, sorry, Tramadol. Tramadol. Substance abuse. Patient does not abuse any substances. Compliance history. Patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 122/84. Pulse is 76. Pulse ox is 100. Please use this previous visit of 0606-042 and 0604-062 for data service 5-18-2022 to continue the same physical examination and diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue physical therapy with traction and massage at cervical and lumbar region and both shoulders and rotator cuff region. Light duty has been ordered in disability, 7 hours, 5 days for 10 pounds. As patient does not have any money and he wants to go back to work and transportation help. In addition, patient had his MRI done. They have been discussed at this time. Cervical MRI shows bulging disc indenting ventricular sac at the level of C4, C5, C5, C6, and C6. C7, without any spinal canal stenosis. However, there is a hyperintensity zone at C4, C5 with decreased intervertebral disc height in the posterior aspect. Regarding the lumbar spine, the patient has at the level of L4, L5, and L5 S1 bulging disc, indenting the ventral thecal sac, but no spinal cord stenosis. In addition, the MRI for the shoulder shows a subacromial deltoid bursitis, supraspinatus tendinitis, and cystic changes in the posterior aspect of the humeral head, and thickening of the glenohumeral joint capsule in the axillary pouch, suggestive of adhesive capsulitis. The patient will be coming for these injections in a few days' time, if that is what he wants. The patient is being scheduled. The medication-wise, they are refills from the previous prescription for muscle relaxer, cyclobenzaprin, Lyrica, Sec, Celebrex, Tramadol ER, 100 mg tablet for pain relief twice a day, Lunesta, 1 mg at night, Acifex, 20 mg at night. Thank you.